Now that the federal health care website is working better, the government and insurers are hoping that large numbers of mostly healthy people will sign up. But many may decide it's better to forego the plans being offered and pay a penalty. Carrie Feibel at member station KUHF in Houston spoke with one uninsured woman who has logged on, looked at the plans, and remains largely unimpressed.
Texas has the highest rate of uninsured people in the country, with almost one out of four people going without coverage. One of them is Tammy Boudreau, who lives just outside of Houston. Boudreau is 43 and works as a psychiatric social worker, but on a freelance basis with no benefits. She can't get insurance from her partner, Laura, because Laura's employer doesn't offer same-sex benefits.
It's worrisome. It's like gambling with my health. It is very frustrating.
Boudreau has been skipping mammograms and other checkups for a few years. She does take some prescription medications and occasionally sees a psychiatrist and a nutritionist. This year, Boudreau estimates she spent about $1,500 on her medical care, including a trip to the ER for a cut finger. She pops open her laptop and logs on to healthcare.gov to see if she can get a better deal.
Let's try to log in again.
Boudreau likes the monthly premiums that she sees, but she's startled by the high annual deductibles.
Let's say I paid the $178 a month. My deductible would be $5,000, which means I would have to pay up to $5,000 before I would receive any kind of payment from my insurance company.
Boudreau could get a lower deductible if she paid a higher premium, but $200 a month is about what she feels comfortable with, and she doesn't qualify for any subsidies to help pay for a policy either.
I don't smoke. I'm relatively healthy. So I was pretty insulted when I saw this. I was extremely angry, actually. I felt hoodwinked by the insurance companies that, oh, here's this wonderful insurance plan, but by the way, you need to come up with $6,000 out of pocket first before we pay for anything. And you need to pay me $200 a month to say that you're insured so I don't get penalized by the federal government.
That reaction is typical, says Caroline Pearson of the consulting firm Avalere Health.
A lot of people aren't ever going to get out of that deductible. Only if you have a catastrophic health event or you're really chronically ill will you ever hit your out-of-pocket cap. And so people are left, I think, feeling like I spent a lot of money this year on premium and I didn't get any meaningful coverage from my insurance.
But Pearson says people forget two things if they just focus on the high deductible. One is that the new plans must offer some free preventive services like mammograms and yearly physicals. And the other is that having a plan protects you from medical bankruptcy if you get in an accident or face something like a cancer diagnosis. That's because the Affordable Care Act requires that health plans have a yearly limit on expenses. If something did happen to Boudreau, she wouldn't pay more than $6,350 out of pocket. It's a dilemma for her. Boudreau says she has considered the possibility that something catastrophic can happen.
Yeah, that is a huge fear. It is a huge fear.
But if nothing happens, she thinks she'd pay less just continuing to go along on her own, and she could save the $200 that would go to the monthly premium. In any case, Boudreau doesn't feel any urgency to sign up right away. She's been uninsured for a few years, so what's a month or two more? And with the holidays coming up, this is one difficult and confusing decision she'd rather just avoid for now.
Whoa! Shut the computer. Find something else to do. There's something much better I could be doing with my time than trying to figure out this rigmarole of insurance policies and deductibles and what's covered and what's preventative and what's included and blah, blah, blah. It's not very well explained.
If Boudreau does not enroll in a plan by the end of March, her tax penalty would probably be a few hundred dollars for the first year, but the penalty rises in later years. For NPR News, I'm Carrie Feibel in Houston.
And that story is part of a collaboration involving NPR, KUHF, and Kaiser Health News. This is All Things Considered from NPR News.